Castro showed budget lawmakers a series of statistics about Boise State that have changed from 2001 to now. He says back then, the school had a different makeup of students.
66% came straight from high school. What that means is that there was a fairly significant percentage of students who were not coming from high school. They were older students. They were coming in as commuter students. It really wasn't much of a residential campus.
But that has changed. Now Custra says 85% of students come straight from high school. Most of them want to live on or near campus, changing the residential makeup of the school. Back in 2001, just 68% of students at Boise State were full-time. That has changed as well.
Now when you take a look at the fact that 95% are attending full-time, they're coming from all over the state of Idaho and beyond. And when they attend full-time, I can't tell you the traffic differences that makes on our campus when you try to just get through the place.
Custer said all that change comes at a time when more students are enrolling in Boise State and less of the school's operating budget comes from state dollars. Custra asked lawmakers for $16 million more this year for Boise State, for a total of $162 million. Idaho State University President Arthur Valis also asked for more money next year, a total of almost $129 million. University of Idaho President Dwayne Nellis will speak to lawmakers on Wednesday. I'm Samantha Wright, KBSX News.